Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the second week of Ordinary Time and the feast of the conversion of St. Paul, Apostle. Today's theme, an extraordinary calling for ordinary people. The calling in today's gospel passage from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 18, "Go out to all the world and tell the good news," seems more appropriate today than when Jesus first said it, thanks to the internet. Terry now sits behind a computer in Florida, sharing the good news with people all around the world. Even when she sleeps, her calling is fulfilled nonstop through the Good News Ministries website, blogs, Facebook page, and the YouTube channel. Terry could never imagine having such an extraordinary ministry when she said yes to God's call in 1977, as he invited her to become a Catholic. Or in 1982, when she became a published writer for his kingdom. Or in the mid-80s, when she designed secular ads, which developed skills that later designed Good News web pages. She never imagined during public speaking class in high school that God would eventually call her to go into all the world for speaking engagements and videos and downloadable MP3s. Terry is just an ordinary person. God, however, is quite extraordinary, and he does extraordinary works with ordinary and imperfect people. Judas and Ananias, from today's first reading from Acts chapter 22, verses 3 through 16, were ordinary guys, yet they played a very important role in church development because they treated a terrible persecutor with extraordinary kindness. First, Judas opened his home in an ordinary gesture of hospitality for a very extraordinary reason, risking everything for a man who had been an aggressive enemy of Christians. Then, while Ananias was having a nice ordinary prayer time, Jesus appeared to him in a vision and said, "I want you to go to Straight Street on the other side of town, to the house of Judas. He's got a visitor there, and I want you to minister to him." "Sure, how do you want me to help him?" replied Ananias. "His eyes have been blinded, and I want you to lay hands on him to restore his sight." "No problem. You've used me to heal people before. I know what to do." "Yes, but the man I want you to heal is Saul of Tarsus." "No, you can't mean that. This man is surely here to arrest us Christians. You can't be serious." "Go," Jesus commanded, and Ananias went. Judas and Ananias are never in Scripture again, and yet what they did had an impact on the whole world, even to this day. They helped to launch Paul into one of the most powerful ministries of evangelization of all time. What kind of an impact are you making as an ordinary person following God's extraordinary call to spread the good news?
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreat, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.